It's that time of day on a Saturday when we like to look at some of the big stories, some of the stories that might have just passed you by because you've been preoccupied with all the shenanigans in the general election. Today, James Fairbairn from Open Your Eyes News joins us once again to look at some of the stories. As I say, some of those stories that you might have missed and some crackers today. Hello, James.
Morning, James. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You're going to start with a slightly positive story, which I think is a rarity in itself, and therefore I'm keen to sort of get it out of you whilst you're still in a positive tone.
Absolutely. Well, I'll start off with a slight negative tinge, which is a report which came out a few weeks back, which said that half the world's population gets insufficient vitamin D, which most people would shrug their shoulders and say, well,
does that matter?
Does it matter? Well, we've been just monitoring articles about vitamin D at Open Your Eyes News for a while now, and it is amazing how important the sunlight vitamin is.
Yep.
Just give you a small example, cross-section thing, just our scientific studies that have come out recently. Vitamin D helps protect the body against serious range of illnesses and affect the body's DNA, including cancer.
Yeah.
Low vitamin D levels are tied to pregnancy complications with high blood pressure in pregnant women, so if they haven't got enough.
Yeah.
A number of studies now showing that vitamin D helps protect your body against colds and flu.
Yeah.
Why do you think get a cold and flu at winter, of course? Because you're getting less sunlight.
Or theoretically. I think we've had 8 hours a day this winter.
Well, that's very true. We're lucky here in Perth. Vitamin D levels, low vitamin D levels may raise the risks of metabolic syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin D is also linked to cognition in the elderly. Low vitamin D is tied to severe asthma attacks.
Yeah.
Vitamin D deficiency and rheumatism have been linked.
And this is all because of a lack of sunlight. You don't get enough sun, you don't get enough vitamin D.
And it all comes down to everything in moderation in life. And the problem here in Australia, we've gone from one extreme to the other.
Yeah.
You know, back in the old days, you used to get far too much sun, hence skin cancers. And obviously, therefore, you've had the slip, slap, slop.
Mm-hmm.
Drummed into us from day one, and everybody covers up. Problem is, we don't get enough sunlight now. You have outbreaks of rickets in Australia
today. And that's because people are covered up too much.
They're covered up too much. They're not getting enough sunlight. You know, 15 minutes of sunlight. Get a reasonable amount, obviously not peak time when the UV rays are high, but you still need to get some sunlight.
And that will top up your levels.
That will top up your levels, which will help protect a lot of these issues.
Mm.
Now, you could take tablets for it as well, but why pay a corporation lots of money to buy tablets when you can sit down and get 10 minutes of sunlight a day and does your world of good, and you feel a lot more positive about it as well.
You do. Okay, right. Was that your positive story?
That was my positive story. Yeah.
Well, I look forward to the other ones.
Positive, getting out in the sunshine, that's good.
Let's look at a sort of a theme here, because this is something that over the last couple of months or so you've been focusing on. This is the sort of the Minority Report film and the sort of the takeoffs of that, and how technology is playing a part in our lives and maybe not giving us the privacy we thought we might have.
Yes, well, life imitating art. And it was a film, obviously, about 10 years ago now by Spielberg with Tom Cruise, in a world where future crime was predicted. Well, we've already reported a few weeks back that there are now advertising hoardings which can recognise your face as you walk down the street to sell you things, as happened in the film. This week in the UK, it was reported that a software company is developing a revolutionary software which provides the ability to identify people from photographs. It's random photographs posted on the internet.
Yeah.
So this technology will identify individuals off social networking sites, online galleries, compare their image to known images, and then tag them. So every single photo of James Lush on the World Wide Web is now tagged to James Lush.
Is this just in trial phase, or is this now...
This is in trial happening. Phase, but it is being rolled out.
For what reason?
Again, partly, from a marketing perspective, comes down to that marketing and being able to target market you as you walk down the street. Facial recognition software is embedded in a lot of CCTV systems. Mm. But obviously, therefore, there's that civil liberties, big brother element as well, that the state literally monitors from camera to camera to camera as you walk around a city. And knows exactly where you want anyone.
Well, it's going to have an impact on something like Crime Stoppers, where those photos
Well, it is. In fact, I had a meeting with a police officer a while back who was just telling me all about this technology. And what he said was the only way you can actually avoid it is by wearing a hoodie and wearing Bono sunglasses, because they can't pick up enough features on your face at that point. So it could be a new fashion trend coming up there. But interesting also, another one that's come out, you know, linked to that film, is in Washington, D.C. at the moment, ABC in the U.S. is reporting the new crime prediction software is actually being rolled out in the nation's, in America's capital, developed by the University of Pennsylvania. And it can predict which individuals who are at the moment on parole or on probation are most likely to commit crimes.
To do that by looking at the face, the eyes, the nose,
it comes down to statistical analysis of their eyes too close together, etc. But mainly it comes down to statistical analysis. So whereas in the past you've had a human being, a probation officer would have been predicting, that person needs more monitoring. Mm. Now you've got a computer software which does it for the state and looks at all the different things in their life, all their interactions in life, what they're buying, et cetera, and therefore predicts whether future crime, criminal or not.
This is amazing. And should these trials work, this will be out there and probably without...
No, it'll be in Australia in no time,
We wouldn't even know about it.
No, it wouldn't. And, I'd say that at the moment it's talking about people on probation and so forth. But obviously there are a number of other... studies and programs going on in various different places in the world, and there's one going on in Britain at the moment which is trying to identify children who are going to be criminals later in life, and they therefore target social services at them from day one or even before they're born. Their parents are potentially suspect.
Bad genetics.
Exactly. And you've got all these Sure Start and things like that, and they're for targeting
really
the parents with social services just to stop the future criminals.
Amazing.
Which is interesting.
It's a really good story, and it'll be fascinating to see how that develops. And finally today, something that again I think was mainstream news, and without doubt a lot of people would have been fascinated by this. This is the WikiLeaks story.
Indeed, WikiLeaks in the news again this week. Obviously they released their big Afghanistan dossier not so long ago, which got quite a bit of fanfare. This week, they've also released another leak, and this is a CIA memo which examines the implications of the US being perceived as an exporter of terrorism around the world. And the report from February 2010, which they've leaked, says that participation of US-based individuals in terrorism is not a recent phenomenon. Mm. Which obviously anybody who knows the history of Henry Kissinger, for example, will know. Mm. CIA have been doing a fair few dodgy things in the past. But the memo cites several cases of alleged terrorist acts by US residents on people around the world. So he's released that. But anyway, the guy who heads up WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, obviously only last week was accused of... He travels around the world and saves different people all the time, keeps on the move. Obviously, the CIA don't like him. A fair few other governments don't like him. And he was in Sweden recently, and all of a sudden this rape claim came up, and then was... the Swedish then kind of suppressed that quite quickly when it realised it was a completely spurious claim. And Julian Assange is claiming that Australian intelligence agents actually warned him that there was a dirty tricks campaign being targeted at him. But interestingly enough, something again that was back in May, when he travelled through Melbourne Airport quite recent, back in May, the Australian authorities tried to take his passport off him under the auspices that it was a little bit worn and frayed around the edges, because obviously he's travelling around the world so much, therefore he shouldn't be allowed to travel. Mm. Which you wonder whether our friends at the CIA had a conversation with our friends in the foreign ministry. Obviously he must have got another passport because he's... Apparently, was in Sweden, but yes.
Interesting. Is anybody able to access this? This is for everybody to see?
Once it goes onto the WikiLeaks.com website, and until such point as the CIA can work out how to block it, or Julia Gillard brings in her new internet filter, then anybody can go and look at all these thousands and thousands of documents. And obviously WikiLeaks have been leaking plenty of other things as well over the time as well.
Fascinating. Intrigue galore.
Indeed.
Thank you, James. I'm always appreciative of the efforts you go to bring stories to our attention that we might have missed. OpenYourEyesNews.com is where you'll be able to find more of those. And James Fairbairn, we'll see you back in the studio in a few weeks.
Thanks, James.